天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace.
恭敬将今天的敬拜我们交托你。
And we put the worship into your hands.
让我们分享主的话语的时候有圣灵的恩膏。
So when we share your words, that your Holy Spirit will be with us.
求主你帮助我们。
And continue to help us.
让我们所讲的跟所听的都同感一灵。
And so every, no matter we're teaching or listening, that we have a same spirit.
也教导我们在神面前有一颗敬虔的心。
And so we have a reverent heart.
我们知道怎么样度过我们在世上的日子。
Also, we, I can live on earth.
愿主你祝福你的话语。
And continue to bless your words.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我想每个人呢都会有一些个啊比较遗憾的事情。
I think every one of us have some kind of regrets.
我还没有碰到一个人他说他从没有遗憾的事情。
I have never met anyone say you don't have any regrets.
你们知道我最遗憾的事情是什么？
Do you know what's my regret?
我小的时候就想自己长得个子比较高一点。
And so when I was little, I was hoping I'm taller.
但是从小学一年级开始我就住在前排的那个第一排。
And so since I was the first grade, I was sit the first row.
你要知道啊，我爸爸六尺一米八的个子。
So you know my dad is 6 feet tall, 180 centimeters.
我妈妈有多高啊？跟嘉莲的个子差不多高。
And so my mom is just like Catherine.
说也是很高的。
That's
所以呢，我的姐姐们个子也都很高哈。
So all my sisters are pretty tall.
我的姐姐比我个子还高。
And so my sisters they are taller than me.
你说 是不是有点不太公平
？So that's really unfair, isn't it?
所以从小呢就想个子要是能长高一点就好了。
So I was always wishing I'm taller.
但是呢，就是长不高。
But I just don't grow tall.
所以呢，这也是个遗憾了哈。
So that's my regret.
其实你在看你怎么样看你自己的遗憾哈。
And so how it really depends how you look at your regret.
小的时候是特别希望那样，现在到了这个年纪的时候，也发现其实个高个矮没有什么太大差别。
And so when I was little, I really care about, but now it really doesn't matter.
现在不会不再往上走，现在往回长了。
And so sometimes we don't grow taller, actually we became shorter.
我们知道中国那个领导人邓小平他是很矮的嘛哈。
But you know, 邓小平 is very short.
但是他很想得开的嘛。
Yeah, but he's very optimistic.
他说他天不怕地不怕的。
He said, I'm not afraid of heaven or earth.
因为那天要塌下来的话，有那高个的顶着。
And when the sky collapses, and the taller one will suffer first.
其实我们每个人呢，都希望自己呢，我们自身的价值能得到肯定哈。
We all like to be recognized our own value.
我们希望我们自己有更多的优点。
And we all would like to have a lot of strength.
有更多的长项。
And we have the things that we can be proud of.
但是人生在世是不可能十全十美的。
But nobody's perfect.
所以呢，总会有些幸运的东西我们比别人好的地方。
And there's something that we are better than others.
但是呢，也难免就会我们有一些个比较令人遗憾的地方。
And maybe we also have some regrets.
所以那些个我们拥有的那些得天独厚的优势的话
，And we were born with some advantage when we were born，
是不是可以成为我们炫耀的资本呢
？Can that be something that we can brag about？
所以按这样的想法说，有人说可能我会有很多可以炫耀的资本
，And so if that's the way you can say yeah I have a lot I can brag about，
也可能有人说我根本什么都没有。
And then you maybe say, I don't have anything to brag about.
每个人的标准不一样，我们的结果自然也不一样。
So everybody's standard is different. There will be a different result.
但是人呢，都会有错觉，我们不能跟着感觉走哈。
And we all have a delusion, but we cannot follow our feelings.
今天我们继续来思考这个但以理书的第五章。
And today we'll continue to study chapter, Daniel chapter 5.
我们来看看我们有什么可以炫耀的。
And look at us, that is anything we can brag about.
这个故事呢给了我们一些很好的人生的思考。
And this story really teaches a lesson.
所以你如果有圣经的话请你打开圣经的第五章十七节到三十一节。
So if you have a Bible, please turn your Bible to Daniel chapter 5, 17 to 31.
那么但以理书第五章十七节到三十一节我来读中文别人看来读英文。
As a chance, going to read Chinese, I will read in English.
十七节是但以理在王面前回答说你的赠品可以归你自己你的赏赐可以归给别人 我却要为王解读这文字，把讲解告诉王。
The Daniel answered the king, you may keep your gift for yourself and give your reward to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means.
王啊，至高的神曾将国位、大权、荣耀、威严赐予你父尼布甲尼撒。
O king, the most high God gave you father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor.
因神所赐他的大权，各方、各国、各族的人都在他面前战惊恐惧。他可以随意生杀，随意升降。
Because of the high position he gave him, all the people and nations and men of every language dreaded and feared him. Though the king wanted to put him to death, he put to death. Though he wanted to spare, he spared. Though he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled.
但他心高气傲，灵也刚愎，甚至行事狂傲，就被革去王位，夺去荣耀。
But his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride. He was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory.
他被赶出离开世人，他的心变如兽心，与野驴同居，吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿。等他知道，至高的神在人的国中掌权，凭自己的意志利人之国。
He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with a wild donkey and ate grass like a cattle. And his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdom of men and sets over them anyone he wishes.
伯萨萨，你是他的儿子，你谁知道这一切？你心仍不自卑。
But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself.Though you knew all this,
竟向天上的王、天上的主自高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前。你和大臣、皇后、妃嫔用这器皿饮酒，你又赞美那不能看、不能听、无知无识、金银铜铁木石所造的神，却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息。管理你一切行动的神。
Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from the temple brought to you, and your nobles, your wives and your concubines drank wine from them. You praise the God of silver and gold, and the bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which you cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways.
因此从神那里显出指头来写这文字。
Therefore, he sent a hand that wrote the inscription.
所写的文字是迷你迷你提格勒乌法尔新。
And this is the inscription that was written many, many tickle and parson.
讲解是这样，迷你就是神已经数算你国的年日到此完毕。
And this is what the words mean. Many, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end.
提克勒就是你被撑在天平里显出你的亏欠。
And tickle, you have been weighed on the scale and found wanting.
比勒斯就是乌法尔新的意思，就是你的国分裂于归于马代人和波斯人。
And Pers, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
伯萨萨下令，人就把紫袍给但以理穿上，把金链给他戴在颈项上，又传令使他在国中位列第三。
Then the Belshazzar commanded Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
当夜，加勒底王伯萨萨被杀。
The very night Belshazzar, king of the Babylonian, was slain.
马代人大力乌年62岁娶了加勒底国。
And Darius of the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
所以这段经文呢大概分成三个部分哈。
And so this passage divided to three parts.
从17节到21节是但以理来回顾尼布甲尼撒的这个经历。
And verse 17 to 21 is Daniel recalled the experience of Nebuchadnezzar.
22到29节是但以理责备伯萨萨。
And 22 to 29, Daniel rebuked Belshazzar.
那么并解释了这个神秘文字的意思。
And Daniel also tried to explain the mystery writing.
那么30节到31节则是巴比伦的结局。
And the 30 to 31 is the end of a Babylon kingdom.
那么这个故事的主角啊，不是但以理，应该是伯萨撒王。
And so the main character of the story is not Daniel, but rather is the Belshazzar.
那么这个故事跟第四章有很多相似的地方。
This story is strikingly similar to chapter 4.
甚至他们的中心经节都一样。
And in the central verse, the same.
所以呢，在第二十一节就重复了这个第四章的主题。等他知道至高的神在人的国中掌权。
And the verse 1 repeated what the chapter 4 talked about most high God reign in the kingdom of man, and he will rule them by his own will.
弟兄姐妹，这是也是对我们的一个提醒。
And this is also a reminder for us as well.
你看世界局势紧张，风云变幻。
And you look at the world that is, all the nations are very tense.
但是我们知道至高的神在人的国中掌权。
But we know the Most High God is still reigns.
我想神的话是带给我们很多的安慰。
And His words bring a lot of comforts.
也是我们的希望。
And that is our hope as well.
那么为什么巴比伦的术士不能够解释这些文字呢？
Why the Babylonian wise men cannot interpret the script?
所以有人以为这个文字啊是什么特别神秘的奇怪的文字，他们不认的。
Maybe they did not recognize the words that is on the wall.
其实并不是这些字，就是很普通的，当时他们所通用的亚兰文的字母。
And that is just very common, Arabic, the language.
但是当时的文字是这样子，他写这个就跟英文一样哈，它也是拼音的嘛。他写这个字母的时候没有元音在里面。
And so the is similar like a alphabet in English. There's no vowel in the word.
Yeah.所以而且字母跟字母之间是没有空隙。
And there is no space between every letter.
所以它就很多的字母排在那里。
And all the letters are combined together.
你怎么把这个字母断开就组成不同的字，这就不一样了。
How can you divide each word that become a sentence is very hard.
而且即使这个字出来的话，你要怎么去解释？所以这个是神写的字，只有从神而来的智慧。你才可以解释。
And only the people that the wisdom from the Lord can interpret it.
所以但以理把这个字呢拆成了三个。
And Daniel actually split those words into three different words.
第一个字是迷你。
And the first one is many.
迷你的意思就是数算的意思。
And means counting.
他数算了这个伯萨撒的年日。
And they actually count the days of a king Belshazzar.
那么后面他又衡量了他的行为
，and also measure his conduct.
最后他显出了他的亏损
，and also they show his losses.
所以第二个字就是称重，就是衡量的意思。
And so the second word is tickle, means weighing.
那最后呢，他把这个国家给分裂。第三个字就是分裂。
And the last word is a person is called splitting.
那么 divided.
Or divided.
嗯，所以这个国家就给了别人。
And so the country was taken over by another king.
所以第二十三节就讲到说，以色列的神才是真正掌管人的气息、管理一切行动的神。
And so in verse 23, talk about God of Israel is the true God who holds in His hand life and our future.
那么但以理为什么这个时候他引用尼布甲尼撒这个过去的经历呢
？And why did Daniel quote the experience of Nebuchadnezzar?
这是为他后面他责备这个伯萨撒王做了铺垫。
Is a provide the basis for the later rebuke of King Belshazzar.
那既然有前车之鉴的话啊
，And so there's something a lesson in the past.
那伯萨撒王依然是我行我素。
But then the Belshazzar still went his own way.
他所做的事情啊，实际上是相当于向以色列的神来宣战。
What he did was declare war to God of Israel.
挑战神的主权、
And to challenge the sovereignty of God.
所以对伯萨撒来讲，这不是简单的，他只是说，用什么器皿来饮酒的问题。
And it's not just using some of the goblets and the things to drink wine.
他明知故犯。
And he knows that something he should not do.
而且这个人是毫无敬虔之心的。
And there's no godly attitude.
所以上帝对他的审判也是非常的快。
And so the judgment was swift.
可以说是迅雷不及掩耳。
And so it just came so like a thunder.
当晚就立刻见效。
And became clear that night.
所以上帝在三十年前的作为呢，伯萨撒他本来是知道的。
And so the wonderful work of God that King Belshazzar was aware of it.
但是他完全把这事情放在了脑后。
I totally forgot about put it behind him.
中国有句俗话叫前车之鉴，后世之师。
And there's a Chinese saying, it's a lesson from the past is a teacher for the future.
这个故事记载在圣经当中，也是让我们今天提醒我们哈。
And this is a record in the Bible, also remind us.
我们不可以在神的面前夸口。
And we cannot boast before God.
但是人呢，就是要在神的面前夸口。
But the people like to boast before God.
那么以前人们都夸口我们这个科学技术的进步是如何。
And so very often, sometimes we say we're technology so advanced.
但是我们忘记看到这个自从工业革命到现在以来，人类对环境的破坏的程度现在已经没有办法复原的一个程度。
But if you look at the events of technology has to destroy the environment.
但是还要夸口吗？
And do we still brag about it?
人们还要夸口。
But people still brag about it.
夸口什么？我们先不夸口科技，我们夸口高科技。
And so we see the even more advanced technology.
你看那个造电动车那马斯克，他就说他要怎么样？他要移民火星去，对不对？
And so the Tesla CEO, the Elon Musk, that plan to immigrate to Mars.
我想他按照现在的技术跟能力，人类应该在几十年内可以做到。
And so for the recent technology, we think that we can accomplish the goal in maybe a few decades.
但是我的问题是，你跑到火星上干什么去？
But what do you want to do on Mars?
这个地球已经被你折腾的还不够吗？
And the Earth is being destroyed.
而且到火星上那这个自然的条件它更脆弱。
And so the natural resources are more fragile.
那更容易，你要是破坏那个环境的话，那个影响可能是更快、更深远。
If you destroy on the Mars, the impact will be even greater.
所以人基本上是不知道他要该做什么。
And so very often the men don't even know what we want.
所以最近说气候变暖哈。
And so we're a global warming.
所以很多有钱人就开始打主意哈。
And so a lot of rich people have some ideas.
哎呀，我怎么利用北极这个地方哈
？And so how can I use the Arctic?
那格陵兰岛的话，已经好多人到那儿去想，我怎么在那里挖矿啊
？And a lot of people try to find mines in Greenland.
你发现那格陵兰岛现在人没去那地方，环境还挺好的。
And so the people have not arrived in Greenland, and so you know, it still look pretty good.
你看如果用不了多久人去的话，又挖矿又凿，很快那里的植被就全部被破坏掉。
And so once people arrive there, it's going to destroy the environment.
所以啊，人不能自夸，人在什么事上自夸，就在什么事上跌跤的。
So if we brag about something, that's where we're going to stumble.
那么伯萨萨王就是他夸口。
And so Belshazzar is a brag.
他在城市被围的时候，他依然还大摆宴席哈。
And when he was surrounded by enemies, he still have a major feast going on.
所以他冒犯神呢，大概有三个方面哈。
And there's three areas he really offended God.
第一个罪，他就说他藐视神。
And the first one is he's a contemptuous.
他根本就没有把以色列的神放在眼里。
He's not he doesn't care about God of Israel.
那当他使用这个圣殿的器皿来饮酒，那实际上是亵渎神。
And when he used the temple vessel to is a basis blasphemy God.
因为那些器皿在圣殿里面的
，and those are belong to the holy temple。
那个是以色列人用来敬拜神的
，and those are the use to worship God。
那谁可以用这些器皿呢？只有祭司才可以用的。
Only the priest can use those things。
所以，即使当初尼布甲尼撒把这些东西掳来的话，他也从来不敢用，他存在库房里面。
And so even Nebuchadnezzar has bring those things, he never dare to use it。
所以他呢就。用这些使用这些器皿，他的意思是什么？你看看，我的神还是要超过其他的神。
And so when he used those temple vessels, he has a it mean that my God is better than yours.
所以第三个罪就是他冒犯神，他敬拜他的神的偶像，不是真正的神。
So he actually really offend God to worship his own God.
其实从但以理书第一章，我们就看到神已经借着各种各样的机会。来向巴比伦这个王国来启示他自己。
So from the chapter one, God has performed many miracles in Babylon and revealed the king Nebuchadnezzar many times.
遗憾的是，伯沙撒对于这些事情毫无知觉哈。
And regretfully that Belshazzar have no idea.
那么对先知的这些经历啊，他先祖的经历，就是尼布甲尼撒王哈，这些经历他也不知，他也。 不予理睬的。
And Belshazzar has a turning a blind eye to the work of God.
所以从而他铸下了大错。
And so made a huge mistake.
所以我们也看到在这个经节里面，但以理对尼布甲尼撒王还有对这个伯萨撒王的态度，两个王的态度是不一样的。
So you can see Daniel's attitude toward Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar is totally different.
所以但以理在第四章的时候，他还很关心尼布甲尼撒王。
And in chapter 4, that Daniel really cared about Nebuchadnezzar.
当他解释那个梦的时候，跟尼布甲尼撒说什么？说愿这梦归于恨恶你的人。
And so when he tried to interpret the dream, that Daniel said, hopefully those are dream will give it to the people who hate you.
那么讲解呢，归于你的敌人。
And so those interpretation go give it to your enemy.
但是这里面上来，但以理首先对这个伯萨撒王说什么？你给我那礼物你不用，你给别人好啊。
And so for the Belshazzar, the first thing he said, don't give those gifts, give to somebody else.
他其实也知道这个礼物没有意义的嘛，你的国家马上就亡了。
He said, even though you give me the gift, this is meaningless.
所以这个第三的第几的什么都没有意义了。
It really didn't matter.
那么其实我们 上次我们讲到伯萨撒对但以理的态度不是很好啊。
And we know that Belshazzar has a very poor attitude toward Daniel.
其实这个但以理对他也很比较轻蔑哈。
And you can tell Daniel was not very nice to him either.
我们知道但以理给尼布甲尼撒王还给他出谋划策，说你应该怎样怎样做，你或许才可以避免这个灾祸哈。
Daniel counseled Nebuchadnezzar, giving some idea how to avoid the disaster.
这里的话，我们发现开篇没有讲解的时候，这个但以理就来责备这个伯萨撒王。
But here, toward Belshazzar, he rebuked him.
你竟然向天上的主自高。
And how can you be so ignorant to the, to God?
所以这两个王的结局也是完全不一样。
So the end result is totally different.
那么这个尼布甲尼撒王的话，我们知道神给他一个什么悔改的机会，对不对？
And Nebuchadnezzar had an opportunity to repent.
所以呢用梦来警告他，但是同时又给他十二个月的宽限期。
And used a dream to warn him. Also, he had a 12 month.
而且那个灾祸当时才临到他。
And so the calamity occurred to him after that.
那么临到他之后呢？这个灾祸就是七年的时间过去之后，他又重新的恢复了王位。
After 7 years that he regained his throne.
但是对伯萨撒，我看完全没有这样的事情哈。
And to Belshazzar, he had no opportunity.
所以圣经告诉我们，当夜城池失守。
And that night, the city fell.
伯萨撒被杀哈。
And Belshazzar was slain.
完全没有给他悔改的机会。
And no chance of repentance.
所以这样的话，有人会问说，为什么这两个王呢，都同样是冒犯神的话，为什么他的结局是不一样？
And so there's a question, you both king offend God, why they have a totally different result?
首先我们必须承认我们对当时的情况知之有限。
And we have to admit that we know very little about what's going on at the time.
圣经就记载了那么一点点的东西。
And the Bible only record part of it.
其实历史的记载也没有比这多出很多。
And even the historical recording was not more than this.
但是我们相信上帝对待每一个事情做出的判断都是公正的、公平的。
But we are sure that God, how God treats everyone is fair.
因为他有这样的主权去决定。
Because he has sovereignty.
不过我们根据我们现在有的资料，我们大概也可以揣测一二。
However, based on limited information we have, we might guess.
因为第一个呢，就是伯萨撒他没有从尼布甲尼撒这个经历中学的教训。
First, Belshazzar never learned a lesson from Nebuchadnezzar.
我们刚才说了，他应该知道尼布甲尼撒的经历的。
He should know Nebuchadnezzar's experience.
他这次这样做是明知故犯。
So he knowingly to offend.
第二个呢，就是伯萨撒冒犯神的话，这个情节更为严重啊。
And so his how he offend God was a lot more serious.
因为什么？他玷污了这些圣器，乃是用来敬拜神所用的。
And use those holy temple vessel and to offend God.
第三个原因呢，我想是一个很大的不同是，但以理啊，肯定有为尼布甲尼撒祷告。
And third made a huge difference was that Daniel prayed for Nebuchadnezzar.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果有人愿意为我们来祷告的话，其实那个是一个福气。
And so, brother and sister, if someone is willing to pray for us, that's a blessing.
It's make a difference. 哈，
我有很大的不一样。
那么，可能大家就想，那么上帝，我们也有夸耀的时候啊，也有冒犯神的时候，上帝会不会这样也来审判我们？哈。
And so sometimes we brag, we have attitude that does God judge us like that?
那么古埃及的时候啊，这个就有一种这样的说法，说人的这个死后啊，他的灵魂呢，或者是他的心呢，会拿来被称一称哈。
So the ancient Egyptian believed that after someone died, and that person the heart will be weighed.
怎么样称呢？要称你的秤，你在这一边，另外一边放的什么？放一个羽毛。
And so put a heart on one side, and the other side put feathers.
如果你这个连那羽毛都称不过的话，你就完蛋了哈。
And so if it's even lighter than the feather, then you're in trouble.
那我们基督教我们也认为死后有审判嘛。
And we also believe there's a judgment after death.
虽然圣经没有明确的讲，但基督教传统也有认为说，这个其中有一个天使讲叫米迦勒哈。
And so we also know the archangel.
说他的 job, 他的工作是什么？就是人的灵魂他去称一称哈。
And his job was to weigh people's soul.
看看他够不够分量。
And so see if there's enough weight there.
但圣经明确告诉我们，是我们死后都有审判哈。
And but it clearly says in the Bible that we will have a judgment after death.
不论你是相信的还是不相信的，都是一样。
Whether you believe or not believe.
当然，我们做基督徒的呢，我们不会面对那个白色大宝座的审判。
And for Christian, we're not going to face the white, great white throne.
因为那个是硫磺与火。的结局。
And that's a plague of sulfur and fire.
那么我们要面对的是基督台前的审判。
And so what we need to face is in front of God.
就是我们的罪过可以得到赦免。
And so whether our sin will be forgiven.
我们的所为神所做的一切的事情可以得到奖赏。
And so what we do for the Lord will be rewarded.
那以前在一个教会呢，有一个老牧师哈。
And there's one very old pastor in a church.
那么他们教会呢，有一个小女孩呢，据说是啊，有从神而来的启示。
And there's a girl that sounds like that girl has some kind of divine revelation.
所以呢，有一次这个老牧师就去问这个小女孩，跟这小女孩说，下一次呢，你又可以有机会去问有这种神的启示，你可以问问他，看看我还有哪些做的不好不对的地方。这一生太多亏欠神的地方。
And so the old pastor one time asked this little girl, a little girl, that to ask God if there's something that he has not done.
那后来这个小女孩，这个真的是有这样的启示。后来就跟那老牧师说，神说他已经都忘了。
So actually, the girl did receive the revelation from God, and so God says, I always forgot.
弟兄姐妹，我们。所冒犯神的地方，神说他都忘记了。
And all the things we offend God, God says I already forgot.
他不再纪念。
I don't remember anymore.
但是他纪念我们所为他做的事情。
He remember what we do for him.
那么耶稣也说，这个最小最小的一件事情，你为耶稣基督来做的，他都会纪念。
And any little thing you do for Christ, he will remember.
有人说这不太公平哈。
But people say that's maybe not fair.
当然不公平了。
Of course not.
这因为不公平，所以才叫恩典嘛。
And because it's not fair, so we call grace.
这个就让我们说我们没有自夸的余地。
And so that says that we don't have no right to brag.
你说我们还夸什么呢？
There's nothing we can brag about.
都是恩典。
Because it's all grace.
那么伯萨撒王的话。他就自夸他城池坚固，对不对？
And Belshazzar boasts the strength of his city.
人在什么事上自夸，就在什么事上跌跤的。
And so whatever you brag, you're going to stumble.
你知道马代波斯的大军怎么进入他的城池的？
Do you know how the Persian king invaded to the city?
根本就不是攻下来的。
And it's not attack the city.
他就这个当夜，就是他们这个夜，他们正开宴席的时候啊。
And when they had the major feast going on,
那么波斯人呢，就开始在这个幼发拉底河的边上挖了一条河渠。
And so Persian actually channeled the Euphrates.
那把这个河水呢引到了一个低洼沼泽的地带。
And to channel the water to the lake.
所以呢这个河水就开始下降。
And so the water actual level starts to drop.
当这河水下降到很低的时候，这个波斯大军的士兵就沿着这个河道怎么样，就进了城了。
And so when the water level became very low, and soldiers actually in attacked went into the city.
你以为进了城之后就会遇到很大的阻挡，确实不然。因为什么？因为所有的将领都喝得酩酊大醉。
And so you would think that there will be a lot of resistance once they go into the city. No, not really, because all the generals were in the feast and drunk.
所以波斯大军轻而易举就把整个城市给拿下了。
And so the Persian army very little resistance took the city in.
据传说讲啊，那么当时波斯大军进城之后啊，这个所有的民众都欢呼，欢迎他们。
And so actually there's a saying that when the Persian invaded the city and the people there actually cheered.
为什么？实在是这个王实在是荒淫无道的了。
Because they were so disgusted with the Belshazzar.
所以人们对他的厌恶就达到了极点了。
And they really did not like him.
所以呢这就是自夸的一个结局。
And this is the end of someone who brag.
我们会不会自夸呢？
And do we brag?
但是没有人生活在真空当中哈。
But we are not living in a vacuum.
我们生活在这个世界就受到这个世界的影响。
And so when we live in the earth, that will be affected by the earth.
特别是你到美国之后，你发现到美国生活，你要有机会要表现自己的。
And so when you came to this country, that you have to learn to show what you have.
那我们在中国常常讲你要谦虚，对不对？
And in China, you talk about you need to be humble.
但这里面你要怎么样表现自己的优点和长处？你要说你可以贡献什么，可以做什么事情。
And so in this country, you need to tell other people what your strength, what you can do.
但是这个东西，我们让人家知道我们可以做什么，和我们的夸口，这是这两个是不同的事情。
But this is different. Let other people know what's our strength, what we are capable, different than what we brag things.
这中间就差一条很浅浅的一条线。
And there's a very narrow bridge there.
这里讲的夸口夸耀是说，我们是要抬高自己的地位，以至于到吗？超过我们所当得的。
And so here talk about bragging is elevate ourselves more than we have.
所以我们当跟一个陌生人见面的时候
，And so when we see a stranger，
我们常常会自我介绍，对不对
？And sometimes we introduce ourselves。
你会介绍什么
？What will you say to that stranger？
你把你最好的东西全都告诉人家。
And you tell that person you're the best of you。
我的成就。
My accomplishment。
我的地位。
My status。
我所做的一切。
Everything I've done。
我们希望人家首先看到我们是最好的东西。
And we want other people to see the best of us。
这倒也没有错。
And this is not wrong.
但是我们如果是抬高自己的话
but,
没有把这个荣耀归给神，这个就是我们的错。
But if we elevate ourselves, we not give the glory to God, that's wrong.
因为所有我们得到的一切都是神的恩典啊。
But whatever we receive is a grace from the Lord.
所以圣经在雅各书怎么讲，我们不可以为明天去夸口的。
And so in the James talk about, we should not boast about tomorrow.
因为雅各书四章十三、十四节说，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你还不知道呢。
And so in the James talk about that today or tomorrow we go to this and that city, spend a year there, carry your business and make money, but we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以明天的事情我们都没有把握，我们还为什么夸口呢？
And if we have no assurance about tomorrow, what can we brag about?
那么保罗也说他过去的一些成就，他信了主之后，他看他过去的成就啊，过去做的事情，他都觉得那是粪土。
And so Paul actually look back, whatever he has accomplished was a rubbish.
那弟兄姐妹，我们需要为粪土来夸口吗？
Should we boast about rubbish we have?
我们不需要的吗？
No, we don't.
那过去了哈。
It's already passed.
所以我们最应当引以为荣的，难道不是我们在基督里面的丰盛吗？
And so what we should be really proud and boast about is some of the richness in us from God.
所以我们应当呢为那些个可以值得夸口的来夸口。
And we should boast of what is worth of boasting.
我们为那些配得啊称赞的来称赞。
And of what is worth of glory.
所以我们要追求在基督里的荣耀啊。
And so we need to pursue the honor in Christ.
因为人所夸耀的东西都是些暂时的，转眼就过去。
And so what people brag about usually is a temporary will pass.
而且这些东西也没法真正的去满足我们。
And that cannot really satisfy us.
所以呢，必然会，我们夸耀自己的时候，必然会亏损神的荣耀。
And so excessive brag about ourselves that are bound to lose the glory of God.
所以我们要看重神所看重的。
And so we really need to value what God values.
爱慕神所爱慕的。
And to yearn for the things that God care about.
这样才使我们的身价百倍哈。
And so that our value will be increased.
如果我们知道我们到了那个医生的诊所去看医生的时候。
And so if we let's go to see a doctor in his clinic, in his office.
你不会在医生的面前去讲你知道多少的医学知识，你在他面前会夸耀吗？不会。
And will you brag about how much you know about the medical knowledge? No.
Yeah, 如果你要是见到一个电脑的工程师，你不会说，哎，让我教教你怎么用电脑。
And so, if you encounter a computer engineer, you will not teach that person, say, "Let me teach you how to use a computer."
不会的，因为知道他比你知道的多嘛。
But you know he's expert; they know much more than you do.
如果你看到一幅很著名的画，这幅画叫《呐喊》。
And so, if you have seen a very famous painting,
Scream,
called Scream.
那么这个画的作者是蒙克哈。
And his name is Edward Munch.
那你不会对这个画指手画脚的。
And you will not criticize his painting.
因为你讲了半天，人就知道你什么，你根本就不懂。
And so you
艺术哈。
And so if you really criticize, people know you do not understand art.
所以同样的道理，我们在人的面前没有办法夸口哈。
Same way we cannot boast before God.
我们在什么？我们在神的面前怎么样？更不能夸口。
Definitely cannot brag before God.
我们没有任何事情可以在神面前夸口。
There's nothing we can brag before God.
所以我们只有夸耶稣基督的十字架。
We can only brag about the cross of Lord Jesus.
美国有一个电影啊，非常好，但是不太著名。
And there's a very famous
not famous.
Not famous movie, but it's a good movie.
那1997年拍的，这个名字叫《使徒》。
And it was a film in 1997 called Apostle.
哎呀，好莱坞啊，这么多年现在都很少拍像这样这么好的这个关于信仰方面的这个艺术作品。
And Hollywood really produced a wonderful, really high standard, religious, movies.
那么这个电影的故事讲的一个人呢，他名字叫 Sonny.
And so talk about one character, his name is Sonny.
他呢是非常。有这个属灵的热情的一个人。
He has a spiritual, 热情是 passion for the Lord.
Yeah, charismatic,
Very charismatic.
Yeah. 那么他呢，在这个德克萨斯州的一个乡下，他就带领一个教会，他是一个教会的牧师。
He was leading a church in Texas, a rural area.
因为他很有热情，所以他的教会呢，也是。非常蒙祝福哈。
And because his passion, his church was very blessed.
不过他脾气不太好。
But he has a bad temper.
那么他太太呢，实在也是受不了，他经常那么粗暴哈。
And so his wife could not stand anymore because he was really rough.
那后来呢，这个他的太太跟教会里面的一个年轻的牧师啊，两个人好上了。
And so his wife had an affair with a younger pastor.
于是呢，就跟他要离开他。
And so his wife wanted to divorce him.
而且不但如此，他的太太还跟这个牧师，另外一个牧师两个人合伙，一起呢，利用教会的规则把他给赶出教会了。
And so they abused their power, the wife and the younger pastor, and kicked the this pastor out.
哦，他以前所有值得夸口的东西全都被神给拿走了。
Everything that he was bragging that he was proud of, it was taken away by God.
他没有夸口的东西。
There's nothing he can brag about.
他开始跟神怎么样发牢骚了。
And he started complaining to God.
为什么会是这样？
Why is this happening?
啊，讲了很半天，但是你觉得神会回答他吗？
Do you know God has answered him?
没有。
No.
所以啊，他也没办法，他跟神抱怨 喊叫了半天哈，最后也没有答案。他最后喝酒喝得酩酊大醉的。
And so he complained and screamed at the Lord, but there nothing happened, so he start drinking.
于是呢，他到这个棒球场的比赛去看他的孩子比赛哈。
And so went to the baseball field to watch his child to play baseball.
正好碰到他太太和另外一个男的也在一起。
And then he saw his ex-wife and that the other man.
于是两个人就发生口角。
And so they have an argument.
那么他在这个醉醺醺的时候，他就伸手拿了他儿子这个棒球棒，一棒子就打在了对方的身上啊，就是他这个另外一个教会的牧师的。
So he was intoxicated. He uses his child's baseball bat and to attack the other guy.
也是巧了，这一棒下去把对方给打死了。
So he killed the guy.
所以他没办法，他胜了，他要逃跑。
So he have to run away.
所以呢，他就是隐姓埋名，他就逃跑了哈。
He hide his name and try to escape.
他可以说失去他所有一切拥有的东西。
He has lost everything he had before.
从德克萨斯州跑到路易斯安那州。
And so from Texas to Louisiana.
但是到那个地方，他依然是有这个属灵的热情还在哈。
But his passion for the Lord was still there.
他又是重新开始，又有一个。组织一个教会，然后那个教会本来都是小小的，已经都快要不行了，但是他把这个教会又重新带的有属灵的复兴哈。
So he continued to organize, even the church will start really losing people, then but his organization, the church started to grow.
所以他给自己改了个名字叫使徒 EF.
And so he changed his name to Apostle EF.
不知道 EF 代表什么哈。
I have no idea what the EF stands for.
那么他这个地方呢，做这个教会越做越兴旺哈。
And the church started really growing.
但是呢，这个后来他就甚至到这个电台上哈，去传讲这个信息哈。
And even started to preach in the radio station.
不过这个他到电台上一讲，就被他以前的太太听到了哈。
And once he started speak, his ex-wife heard.
马上就给他报警哈
，and report to police right away。
所以警察就在教会里把他给抓走了。
So the police arrest him in the church。
那么电影这个结尾的时候呢，我们就看到他已经在监狱里面了，然后他要跟这些囚犯要有时会出来啊，一起到这个高速公路上捡垃圾啊，干什么做这种事情哈。
So end of the movie talk about he was in the jail that they were doing work on the highway with other prisoners。
但是他在那个。这个时候还在跟他的这个监狱的人什么在讲福音，在讲耶稣基督哈。
But he was to continue to preach gospel to the other prisoners.
所以神就是利用这样的事情，真是改变了这个人的生命。
And God used that to change someone's life.
但是他属灵的热情就从来没有改变。
But his spiritual passion never changed.
所以弟兄姐妹，人不可以夸耀自己。
And brother and sister, we should not brag about ourselves.
我们也不可以。窃取神的荣耀。
We should not steal the glory of God.
当我们夸耀自己的时候，我们就会冒犯神。
When we boast, we offend God.
夺取那个本来不属于我们的荣耀。
And steal the glory of God.
我们本来也没有资本在上帝的面前夸口。
And we have no mean to boast before God.
那么圣经说，我们在所夸口的是什么？不过就是。劳苦愁烦嘛，对不对
？And Bible talk about that while we brag, is a trouble and sorrow.
所以人在什么事上夸口，就不会在什么事上跌跤。
Whatever we brag, that's where we stumble.
所以我们可以夸口什么呢
？So what can we really brag about?
我们只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
Only brag about the cross of Lord Jesus Christ.
正像保罗在加拉太书第六章十四节所讲的。
And just like Galatians chapter chapter six.
那么但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。
I never boast except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
那么。下面我们就以这首诗歌来结束我们今天的信息哈。
And we're going to use a song to finish our sermon today.
那么这首诗歌呢，是引用了加拉太书的二章二十节。
And this song is from the Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
好，那么我们请能不能够放这首诗歌，我们来，然后这个诗歌放完之后，我们 Rachel 会继续带领我们大家一起来敬拜。
So we're going to listen to the song first, and then later Rachel will lead the song.